It is a Tech Tuesday here on the Bill and Wendy Show, and from CNET.com, we have Bridget Carey, a CNET senior editor. Bridget, were you able to see the eclipse yesterday?
I did, well, partially. You know, where I live, it wasn't a full, total eclipse of the heart, but it certainly was impressive a little bit.
A little bit. You sound like Bill. Yeah. I really was amazed by it all.
It's cool. But, you know, then you know, you'd, oh, right, real life. I had to go back to my office and do more work.
And speaking of a Tech Tuesday, the internet was NASA's website. This is the most visitors they've ever had their history that were watching the streaming of the solar eclipse.
So I think there's something magical about everyone kind of coming together and watching it digitally where you couldn't do that before. You know, even if you couldn't get outside and see the total eclipse, like I still tuned in because on my phone while I was outside to the NASA feed because I wanted to see what it looked like instantly for everyone else, you know, in other states. So.
But was it like in New York, was it like what it was in Chicago where everybody was just out on the street, everybody together all at the same time looking up? You had the same situation there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Everyone just poured out of their offices. Yeah. Everyone's looking up, some using pinholes on the ground. Some people looking through pinholes because they don't get how that works.
Whoops.
And then you know, I had a pair of glasses, and I was sharing with a couple of coworkers. And then everyone proceeded to go to lunch, and the lines were very long.
So. Yeah, well, back to normal. That's the way it should be. Bridget, explain this to me. I've seen ads for this both on regular television and online. I can't tell if it's a device, like a telephone, or if it's a cookie. But it's shaped like an Oreo, and that's all I understand. I don't understand anything else.
Android Oreo. Yeah.
What is that?
I'm guessing that's what you're talking about. So Android Oreo is the next name of their operating system, and it was announced during the eclipse because, you know, they want to be funny like that. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Every time there's a new version of the Android operating system to download, they name it after a sweet treat. It's, you know, been called... When it was K, it was called Kit Kat, you know, when it was, you know, and it was Nougat and Lollipop for L. And now that they're on O, they made a deal with Oreo, and they announced it in New York because apparently that's like at a spot where Google is now is where the original Nabisco factory was. Either case, you know, it'll get you to remember it, and there'll be some cookies probably out there that are Android robot shaped, and they do what they can to market it.
Did you think it was a phone or something shaped like an Oreo cookie?
To me, I thought that's what I would be getting would be a phone that either is shaped like or tastes like a cookie, and I got very excited.
I think a phone that tastes like a cookie is more interesting than what Android Oreo actually does, because it really is just about, I think, better battery life, the way they programmed the new operating system. You're not going to see any big whiz-bang, oh my gosh, my life is different features, except, you know, battery does make a difference to people's lives. So I think that's more interesting. But there you go. That's the filling for you.
So who approaches who? Does Android say to Oreo, hey, we've got an idea, it could be good for you guys, we'll call our operating system your name, Oreo? Or does Oreo say to them, we've noticed in the past you've used other sweets, consider us? How does that happen?
Oh, it could have gone either way. I'm sure the story will come out, but the way Google tells it, you know, our developers just like snacking on Oreos as we're working, and you're like, uh-huh, okay, yes, someone made a nice little deal there. And you know, when they are trying to figure out, oh, what else were they going to go with? There's not a lot of sweet treats in that name with O, like Ovaltine. Are they going to go with Android Ovaltine? Right. I don't know, but as far as generics go, it's hard to find a good generic for Oreo, so I guess they wanted it. You know, or for O, I should say. So they wanted to do something fun, I guess.
So you mentioned an earlier operating system was Kit Kat. Obviously, they approved it, too. That just seems weird that they'd approve it.
Is it really that weird? Suddenly you have people talking about Kit Kats when you're talking about tech, and then, you know, you got them to talk about your brand in a different way. And,
it kind of helps both parties, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I guess it works for Apple. That's my least favorite fruit, but I wish there was peach computers or strawberries. But Apple TV, what's going on in the Apple TV world?
Okay, well, this is interesting for folks who are streaming video. When you had an Apple TV box, you kind of were locked, or you have been locked into iTunes if you wanted to buy a movie. If you wanted to buy a movie, buy a show, rent something, iTunes was your only thing. You couldn't do it off Amazon, you know. But finally, they're opening the gates, and they're allowing outside apps. So there's competition now. And the new one that was just added today is called Voodoo. Now, if you're like, what the heck is Voodoo? Why do I care about Voodoo? It actually has some interesting benefits that even I learned about as I was reporting on this. You know when you buy a physical copy of a DVD and or a Blu-ray and it says a digital version of this movie is included? And you're like, well, how am I going to get that? You get it by redeeming your code off apps like Voodoo. So if you ever bought a physical DVD and you wanted that digital copy, you would download Voodoo, put your code in, and there you go. Now you can watch it on the streaming device. And so that's definitely a benefit to customers. I would say, though, don't run out and be like, wow, Apple TV must be the best now, because it's a little bit of a pain. If you want to buy a movie on Voodoo, you got to do it on your computer. Apple makes it difficult. They want to make iTunes the easiest. So it's a pain in the butt, and you have to go on your computer and buy it off Voodoo, and then it shows up on your TV. The benefit is if you have Android devices in the house, people can watch the movies on multiple things. You know, also, Amazon is coming later this year to Apple TV, so they're opening the gates. They still want to make iTunes the easiest, but at least they're giving consumers more choice.
That seems odd that Apple's going to give you a choice.
Well, Roku is kicking their butts. I mean, I'm to be frank, when Roku does so much more and doesn't limit you to just iTunes, the only reason you would want to be with Apple TV is if you already are dedicated to iTunes.
Which I was, because it was easy and everything's on your phone. But as soon as your iCloud fills up, you buy more storage, and then it fills up again, and you don't even know how to access your stuff. It's like, I don't know, all my stuff's in the Apple world. I hope they're enjoying it, because I'm not. All right, and
sorting through all this is a mess. I hear you.
Yeah, and I mean, it really does take a lot of time. I still have like 77,000 emails on my phone that I have
77,000
emails.
Sorry, 76,000 I could see. Yeah, Wendy's showing me now. But 77, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, I got to go through, and then you got to unsubscribe. That's the problem, too. When you go to any website, I like to look at furniture and places like that.
Yeah.
You can't even look at their website till you give them your email address. What's that all about?
Oh, I don't even play that game. I'm just like, nope, you don't get my business. I don't need to be giving you junk, you know, and unless it's, you know, you better give me some sweet coupon if I'm going to be giving you
right.
Money.
Bridget, this reminds me, my brother-in-law came up with this theory, and I said, I know a professional. I will run it past her and see if this is possible or not. You know how every once in a while there will be a quiz, you'll take a quiz online, and you'll just fill in little bits of information about certain things as part of the quiz. He says that they're taking that information and they're using it against you to sell you products. And the more I thought about it, the more I went, that's probably true. You know, it'll be like, which member of Married with Children is most like you? And you'll answer these things. You know, it'll say, which magazine do you read? Or which kind of car would you most like to own? You know? And then in the end, they tell you you're most like this character. But then he said the more he's taken those quizzes, the more he's solicited for various products.
That is genius if it's true.
Is it true?
Absolutely. I mean, what does BuzzFeed and Friends have to benefit from, you know, you clicking and telling them like 50 things? You know, it's because advertisers get to have a better profile of you. What's your age? What did you like when you grew up? Did you like, you know, Twinkies or did you like Ho-Hos? And then
yeah.
And then suddenly they're building this profile on you and your snacking habits, and you're just trying to do what favorite Disney character you like, you know, so,
yeah.
or what princess you're like. And so, yeah, this is all a race to get your information. And really, when you come across a quiz like that, no matter how bored and tempted you are, just take a breath and go, wait, why do I need to know which Disney princess I am?
Right.
Maybe I don't need to give them everything. Let me take a step back in that, because especially these shady sites, a lot of them are just designed to make money this way. If you go to their main homepage of these quizzes, it is just a messy web page of nothing but quizzes and junk, and that's how they make their money.
All right, we have 30 seconds. You have a big Samsung event going on this coming Wednesday, tomorrow, I guess that would be.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning in New York, they're going to reveal the Note 8. This is their really large phone with a stylus that won't blow up, they say, you know? So this is because the last one was a Note 7, so this is a Note 8. And really, they're going to have to, you know, put a big emphasis on how much they're going to do for consumers to really win you back and why it's cool. And I think fans are of the stylus, you know, will probably always trust Samsung again, I guess, but I think it'll be interesting to see how they try to woo everyone, because they suffered a big hit this past year.
Are there any reports that jean makers are going to make the pockets on their jeans bigger, because these phones are getting bigger, not smaller?
Can you tell me about it? Because I like this is terrible for women.
I know.
Like guys can still put their pockets in some places, but like our pockets are getting smaller and the phones are getting bigger, and I just want to buy jeans that work with my phone. Let's like start a fashion business for fitting our tech in our pockets. I think that'll
be good. They don't already have that? I'm amazed if that's not already in existence.
No, the pockets
don't. No one's doing that?
No, because they just want to sell you cases, so when you drop it or whatever, you know, you don't.
Yeah, and then it makes it bigger, and it will fall out of your pocket, so you have to have a case on it.
I know. Luckily, we have purses, but still.
I know. Bill, you should get a purse.
I'm getting a purse. You talked me into it. All right, Bridget, great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too, guys.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. It's on your computer. Just go to CNET.com, and you'll find it. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.